Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
No weak-ass bitches if you're gonna come for my girl! Okay,
you gotta get through Liz first.
Welcome to the Holy Hour.
I'm Amelia Sampson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
And I hope everyone is having a great week. Except for Jake Gyllenhaal.
There's no way he's having a good week.
That's true. He's probably having a really fucking awful week.
Maybe. I just imagine him, he's like 40, in his 40s, and he's probably like, yeah, I wasn't the greatest.
It's like, I really love how it's old news and she's still like, nope, I'm gonna sing about this for 10 minutes on SNL.
Well, I wonder if she had already had that written and they made her cut it down.
Maybe.
That's what I was thinking happened.
Maybe. I feel like her songwriting style is so different now than it used to be. And that line that's like at the end, that's like, I get older, but your lovers stay the same age, feels very like now Taylor Swift.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's a combination.
Mercury retrograde has been kind to her writing. Like, not Mercury retrograde.
Saturn
yeah,
return?
The Saturn return. Girl, you know.
Look at me go.
Little baby astrologer. Her Saturn return has been very kind to her. Because, like you said, you can see, like, the difference in her writing. Mm-hmm. But when she was saying, like, you said maybe if we had been closer in age, it... What did she say?
I wanted to die.
Yeah.
Made me want to die.
Yeah. It would have been fine. And that made me want to die. And then it's like, your idea of me, who was she?
Oh, my God.
That line is the one that stuck with me. I was like, damn.
Yeah. But yeah. Fuck. God. That song, All Too Well, was so important to me. Like, when it first came out. Like, it was such a...
Mm-hmm.
I texted you this. I was like, I'm so emotional. The whole Red album was... got me through so much shit, and I was like a real emotional ass bitch this last weekend, which we'll get into. And so I was listening to it and I was just like, I hate you, Jake Gyllenhaal. But I've forgiven him. We're gonna allow him space to grow.
When people were like, people giving her a hard time, like, oh, you could write a whole album about someone you only dated for 3 months. I'm like, yeah, those are arguably the worst relationships.
That's so fucking true. Yeah, the ones that they're always fast volatile. And bright. Yes, yep. They're really intense and they burn out really fast. That's so real.
Speaking of 3 month relationships, this is a little awkward, but it is the breakup anniversary of me and Mr. Liz when we broke up for like
a day. Holy shit, today is?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I feel really good.
Good. You guys are in such a good fucking place.
My therapist about it. And she was like, we were just kind of talking about like how that kind of like it pivoted our relationship to be more open and have better conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it just made it very transparent.
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
That really, it did turn on a heel at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of a celebration.
Yeah, and like, it's not like it immediately became easy once we got back together.
Of course
it was
not.
Just like
the work started there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it started off, we were starting at the same level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Wow, well, happy anniversary.
Thanks. Thank you.
What a...
Gone through a lot of change. It was really fun reflecting on it with my therapist because she's been through it all with me this whole time. So she's like... I mean, I honestly think, like, you guys have, like, grown so much, like, as people and as a couple. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you don't even know him and you can tell.
Yeah. I mean, cool. Yeah. That's so fucking dope. It's so great going to a therapist when you're going through hard shit, getting over that hump and then revisiting the hard shit, because it's like, they were with you through all of it. And it's really, like, I went back to my therapist. I stopped going to my therapist after my ex and I broke up because I, like, felt fine. And then I, like, got very depressed again. And so I went back to her and I didn't have to walk through all the context with her. I was like, mm-hmm. You just already know this shit. Like, it's so nice having somebody that just, like, knows the ins and outs of the shit that you've been through.
Speaking of, I'm going to once every other week now with my therapist.
Congratulations. Thank you.
I officially brought it up to her last week and I was like, I want to know what you think about me possibly going to every 2 weeks. And then she was like, I definitely think, like, you're ready for that, but it's, like, ultimately your decision.
My God. That's so exciting, Liz. That's yeah. It's like a graduation.
Yeah. It's the first time I'm, like, kind of changing my cadence in, like, the 2.5 years I've been seeing her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thanks.
That's really great. I'm really happy for you. It's such a good feeling when it's like, all right, I'm like, in a place where I don't need to talk to you every week. Like, that's such a huge moment.
Mm-hmm. Ah. So I do have a little message that I wanted to read from a listener, and it pertains to the butt plug incident. The butt plug mishap of 2021. Because I'm sure there will be more.
Oh yeah, I'm certain.
So this listener works in the ER, and I thought that her, like, telling me this would be super helpful, because if anyone else ends up having a butthole emergency. So this is what they wrote into us. Listening to the ep today, I work in the ER. If anything like this ever happens again, always tell us exactly what happened for a few reasons. One, we deal with a lot of bullshit in the ER. These things literally keep us going. This is our full lifeline. Two, we do see it a lot. It may feel embarrassing, but it is routine for us. No one will judge you. We also know that when it is a story, with 90% of the types of stories we walk out of the room like, that's not what happened. So, fair. So it's like best to just tell them the truth of what uh-huh. happened. Three, even if it seems like it doesn't, the mechanism /angle at which anything goes into your body matters. It's easier to get it out and help us decide whether it could be a true medical emergency. So, like, then she went on to clarify the fact that you were bound could matter. So include that, thought it may be helpful to share this on next week's episode for listeners, but we had already recorded in advance, so I couldn't share it. But, also she included, glad you're living your best sub life.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But this was, I thought this was super helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, that's really good to know. Like, if you have a mishap with a toy, to explain exactly truthfully what had happened, because it could be harder or easier, like, for them to, like, help you.
Yeah.
So they need all the context.
That makes so much sense. And it's like, when you go into these situations, if you got into that situation in an embarrassing way, the impulse is always to be like, oh my God, what do I say?
Yeah, to want to,
like,
lie.
Of course. Yeah. But then it's like the shit that they see. One of my best friends is a nurse, and the shit that she sees, like, it's truly routine for them. Like, I don't think anybody could really come in with anything that, like, shocks them. Mm-hmm. They're there to help.
Yeah.
So that's good to hear from a nurse. Like, these are all of the reasons that you need to be 100% honest with us.
And honestly, I would rather have some strangers in the ER tell my story at a dinner party and, like, laugh about it. I don't really care.
No.
I know that's, like, not how everyone's mind operates, but I'm just like, this might as well happen. Yeah. Like I said before, like, weird shit just happens sometimes, and at the end of the day, like, we're all gonna die, so who gives a shit? Which is sad, but also it should be liberating.
Totally. Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like,
it's,
whatever, people are gonna judge you no matter what you're doing, so
that's just how I've been living. It's like, somebody's always gonna judge you, or somebody's always gonna hate what you're doing.
Yeah,
you could be the best peach pie in the world, and there's always going to be someone that doesn't like peaches.
Y'all heard?
But also, it's like you realize that whenever you get embarrassed and you like can't get over it, and it's like, oh my God, that was so fucking embarrassing. Like a year later, everybody's already forgotten about it.
The only things that continue to embarrass me into adulthood are things that haunt me from my teen years.
Like what? Can you think of like what your most embarrassing moment was?
Yes.
Oh God. Okay.
So when I was in eighth grade, I feel myself getting hot.
Oh no. Oh my God. I'm so excited.
When I was in eighth grade, I was part of like the student body council. And I was just like a class representative. I don't think I was like had like a title, like a position. Does that make sense? Yeah. I wasn't like president or anything. Yeah. I was just a class representative. Yeah. Exactly. And this over the summer, I had gone to a summer camp that was like kind of like a spirit leadership camp for just like school spirit.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. I went with like a few other people from my school. And it was like from like seventh grade to like maybe high school. So it's like a lot of different ages, but, I don't know. So we learned all these songs and we had a lot of fun. And then we brought back all these camp songs. And we were like, let's have like a spirit, what's it called when they're all in the gym?
Oh.
A spirit rally or something.
Yeah.
A pep rally. So I didn't maintain any school spirit, as you could tell by my black outfit.
We're in the same color pants again.
Maybe this, yeah. Oh my God.
Nice. Wow. Okay, go on.
And maybe that's also why I don't like sports or something. There's something like triggering deep in me because at this like pep rally, we like each like took turns like leading a song. So I have like a microphone and I'm in this like stupid little pep rally and I am leading a song and we split it up by like grade, like who could be the loudest. And some kid told everyone in my class to not participate at all. And I was just standing there and I was like sweating.
That's so mean.
Uh-huh. So it was like the most embarrassing.
That's mortifying. That's so much worse than I thought it was going to be. Uh-huh. That's so mean.
It has haunted me 15 years Kids later.
Kids fucking suck.
Yeah, they do.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. That's so mean.
Of all of the embarrassing things that's happened to me, that is like the one triggering. I'll never forget.
That's triggering. And it's also like I'm having like a body reaction to it because of all the bullying that I endured. That's fucking horrible.
Like objectively it's kind of funny
because
all of these kids are just sitting there,
right?
But when I was on the other end of it, like no one thought about how I would feel.
No, of course not. You poor thing. Oh my God.
Yeah. So then I never I have no idea which kid it was.
Well, he's on the enemies of the pod now.
Yeah, whoever you are.
Pep rally kid.
Oh God, that was so embarrassing.
Reese, Maddie, Charlie, pep rally kid.
Yep, pep rally kid. I will find you, and Parker. I will cheer in your face. I remember the whole chant too.
Do it.
It's like the.
This is your moment. Everybody, do it with Liz.
I only remember part of it.
Okay, go.
The whole thing. It's like I said a boom, chicka boom.
Yeah.
But then. As you continue going, like, it changes. And then it's like, I said a broom, sweep a broom. And then they repeat it back. And then I said a broom, sweep a mop, a sweep a mop, a sweep a broom.
And nobody was saying it. That makes it so much worse. Oh, my God. Oh no.
It's my 12th reason. I'm waiting on the 13th. But I'm dangerously close every day. I'm sweating so much recounting the story. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna give him a name. Like, what's like a really douchey kid name? Skylar.
Skylar.
Skylar for sure.
Fuck you, Skylar.
Fuck you, Skylar. You're on the enemies of the pod.
Objectively funny. Subjectively, no, for me personally.
What if he's just like randomly a fan of the podcast? He's like, wait. I think that was me.
Yeah. You're like, oh shit. Well, just so you know, you traumatized me and I talked about it.
She's still sweating about it 15 years later.
I haven't talked about it in therapy yet, but it's just one of those things that you're like, I can't believe that happened, and you cringe. And it's one of those things you're about to fall asleep and then you like jolt awake in bed.
Yeah, cold sweat.
Mr. Liz is like, what? What happened? Is it the spider dream again? I'm like,
broom,
no.
Sweep a broom.
I remember. Skylar.
Fuck you, Skylar. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's horrible, Liz. Wow. Yeah, now I feel crawly. Rough.
I'm sure someone from I went to middle school with is like, and middle school's like the worst time that could happen. Actually. I have like braces. I like my body hasn't distributed its weight from puberty. It's yeah. just kind of like yeah. in not the right places.
Word. Wow. All right. Well, that felt therapeutic to talk about.
Yeah. I want to go back to not remembering it. Anyways, I've let you all in on my deepest secret now.
Oh my God, wow.
The next thing I want to discuss with you, they kind of go hand in hand, but I just want your thoughts on No Nut November.
I was talking about this with Squints because he was doing it until Saturday.
Until Saturday.
He didn't really know why.
Half though. The month.
He originally made it 8 days because he was like, he started to think about it. He looked it up and he was like, this isn't good for you.
No, that's what I was going to say. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's like, bad for like people with penises specifically.
Yeah,
I think it's bad to not like have sperm like actively moving through
yeah.
there.
Did you watch Too Hot to Handle?
No.
Okay, there's a guy on there. So on Too Hot to Handle, you're not allowed to even masturbate.
Oh yeah, I think I watched a couple of episodes of that.
One
yeah.
of the guys like was in so much pain from not being able to masturbate because I think he was also just horny all the time. Everybody there was hot. That he like had these two guys cover for him and so he could masturbate in the shower, but there are like cameras in the bathrooms and shit, so they lost money for it. Yeah, it's pretty fucked. But I was like, I didn't realize that it hurts people with penises to not masturbate.
Like, yeah, I think it's medically like not recommended.
Well,
I'm sure you don't need to do it daily.
Is it supposed to be like to raise awareness for something? No Nut November, do you know?
No, that's No Shave November. It's supposed
for Movember.
To, yeah, it's supposed to raise awareness for isn't Movember it's for prostate cancer, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
let me double check that. Movember.
So for those of you who might not know what No Nut November is, it is when people choose to not ejaculate for the entire month of November.
Yeah. I thought it was a joke, but it's people actually do it. So just to circle back on Movember, it's to raise awareness for men's health issues such as prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and men's suicide is what the Wikipedia page says.
Does it have to be a mustache?
I don't think so.
Movember.
Oh, it is a mustache.
November?
Movember. Yeah. Okay, No Nut November. No Nut November is an internet challenge revolving around abstinence in which participants abstain from masturbation and orgasming during the month of November. So that's really it. That's it. It's just an internet challenge.
It's just like it's doing it for the bit.
I guess so.
I respect doing it for the bit, but also be aware that it's not like technically like healthy for you.
No. Oh, wait, hold up. There's something called Destroyed Dick December. Isn't one that's on here too, which is I think so you're supposed to masturbate every day. Starting on the 1st of December, in which you masturbate until completion in a quantity in relation to the date. This means you've not one time on the 1st, twice on December 2nd, three times on the 3rd, and so on. Remarkable.
Make it stop. I feel like, did men just run out of things to do?
I guess. They're like, just not getting enough attention.
They're like, hey, boys.
Let's not masturbate for a whole month. Well, yeah, I just don't really understand. Just like, I would get it if it was like a Movember kind of thing that's like, raise awareness. And like, for every day that you don't masturbate, donate $10. You know what I mean? Like, something. But like, just an internet challenge.
I like low-key don't believe people
do it.
Actually do it.
No, they're probably saying that they are.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate it. I think it's dumb, but you know what, I'll live your life how you want to live your life.
Well, I guess it's also interesting that like if you have a vagina, you don't need to like ejaculate something to orgasm.
That's true.
So there's probably not as many harmful effects.
Probably not. I mean, like, the idea of blue balls is the same as like when we don't, like if we get really turned on and then I don't even know what to call it, like orgasm. But like yeah. that, like I feel like the whole thing with like a blue ball is like the ejaculation. So I wonder if it because we feel pain too when we don't. What is that? You know what I mean? Is it just like that? It's like,
I don't feel swollen? Like I felt pain.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like tender.
Oh yeah. Okay. That if makes I more don't sense.
Come.
And then you're like, I have to go home.
Yeah.
And they're like, where are you going? Like, I gotta home go to orgasm.
Yeah. I gotta go get myself off. I'll be in the bathroom for 15 minutes. And be right back.
But do you have like an electric toothbrush or anything?
No, I'm not asking for any reason. I'm just curious. I would use an electric toothbrush.
Yeah, when I was young.
Oh.
And I didn't have a vibrator.
Right, we talked about this when we were talking about things that we've masturbated
just get your teenager a vibrator. Just do it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's going to be so interesting when this generation, I mean, we're really lucky up here, like living in this liberal bubble, but like, I think our generation is going to raise some badass kids.
Yeah.
Because like, this is the generation that is speaking up for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so are starting to and getting more comfortable with it. So our kids are going to be,
there's my mom is like, my friends with like kids in their early 20s, like their kids are like struggling. And I was like, yeah, it's a shitty time to be alive, mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here are all the statistics of why it sucks to be alive.
Yeah, seriously, being a human is exhausting. I've said that like 4 times just to you today. Like being a human is tiring.
It really is. It just is.
It really, really is. But there's this mom on TikTok, I don't remember her name, but she is raising her kids like Montessori style. And
I have no idea what that means.
I didn't either. There's like Montessori schools, but it's like I don't know exactly what Montessori is, but she's like teaching them to cook and like teaching them to like communicate their feelings in certain ways and like learning life skills instead of like the, you know, mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell kind of shit.
Like you need to learn how to write a check.
Yeah, right. Like
you're not gonna have access to a calculator.
Yeah, it's so fucking stupid.
The like, well, first of all, I'm not gonna do a job that involves math.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've not needed to do long division at any point in my adulthood.
I haven't needed to do anything beyond calculating the tip, and addition.
Yep. Same. Yeah. Some light multiplication. Like yeah. 2 and 3.
Yeah.
But this mom recorded her, she has a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old, and the 2-year-old or the 1-year-old was hitting the 2-year-old with a stick. They're both little boys. And the older one was like, I don't like when you do that to my body. Can you please put the stick down? Like just really like communicating, like, I don't like how you're making me feel. I was like, I sent it to all my mom friends. I was like, you're going to love this. It's so cute.
I love that.
Yeah.
Instead of just screaming at each other.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. And then like the little one hugged the older one unprompted. Just like, I'm sorry. Oh my God. I was like, I sent it to my mom. I was like, if my kids don't end up like this, I'm giving them back. Like these little respectful little nuggets.
Yeah.
My God.
So I guess it just goes to show. Well, and also I think like we learn from our parents and how they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Like, I can't think of a single time that my parents have apologized to me, especially my dad. And I also can't think of a single time where they explained calmly why they were upset about something.
Wow.
It's just like yelling or weaponized tears.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So.
Did you feel like growing up you weaponized tears at all because of that?
I didn't cry at all growing up.
Was that like a defense?
It was very rare. Well, because remember we talked about I would go
In your closet.
In my closet to cry because I didn't want anyone to see me crying. So I didn't want anyone to see me vulnerable.
Wow.
And now I just can't stop crying. It's just a daily.
You backloaded all the crying.
If I'm happy, if I'm sad, I am literally like Kristen Bell. If I'm not between a 3 and a 7 on this emotional scale, I'm crying. If I'm too happy, I'm too excited.
I'm crying. Oh, I love crying so much.
Me too. Feels nice.
It really does. It's such a release.
So I wanted to circle back to No Nut November and mention No Shave November because I have not shaved the entire month of November.
Your pits too?
Uh-huh.
Can I see?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to.
That it makes me itchy, so I can't do it. Oh wow,
a little bit of armpit hair. I was thinking about it because I was talking to Mr. Liz, and I had like I hadn't had a chance to shave, and he like started tickling my armpit hair, and I was like, no, I haven't shaved. And then he was like, do you want to? And I was like, I guess I don't know. And then I just kind of sat there and I was like, maybe I won't. And then the more I thought about it over the last week, I was like, I guess it's more weird that I haven't just let my body do its own thing at least once. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, you know what? Maybe I'll just do it for now.
Yeah. Good for you.
Like, and it's not like I don't want to like stop shaving forever. I was just like, it's more weird that I've lived in this body for 30 years and I haven't let it just like grow hair where it wants to grow hair. Yeah. Or like
your little plant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just let it do its thing and see how I feel.
I like that.
And be uncomfortable letting it be that way, if that makes sense.
Totally. Yeah.
Because I guess I'm not like, I don't necessarily want armpit hair, but I also don't not want it.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a thing that's been my daily habit.
That's fair.
Of like, oh, I'm going to shave my armpits and my legs and whatnot.
That's super fair.
Yeah.
My like sensory shit with my ADD, like if I have like stubble on my legs or like my armpits are a little hairy, it is like, it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah. And you said your armpits get itchy.
But oh my God. They get so fucking itchy. Oh, I'm getting, this is an anecdote. I'm getting Botox on my armpits December 8th for my hypohidrosis.
Congratulations.
Swish. I can wear t-shirts from now on. Hey, okay, but go on. I think that it's
mine like, don't get itchy. I have really fine hair, as mm-hmm, you can see. Mm-hmm. So, and like my legs don't get really hairy. I was just kind of like, oh, like this wow. is like not shaving my
that,
legs.
Honestly, that would be mine after like 5 days probably. My hair grows so fucking fast. You can't even tell.
It's just very fine. And I know mm-hmm. I'm like lucky to not really have much hair on my legs. I don't even want to say lucky.
But like, if you like to have your legs shaved, if you like to have smooth legs, then that is lucky.
I just don't. I think I'm lucky in that it doesn't get itchy because it's very fine. But I just that it's also because I have very fine hair on my head. Like in general, I have fine hair.
See, I have really fine hair on my head and then everywhere else, it's coarse. And
but you
thick
have a lot
fuck.
Of hair. A lot of hair. Even though it's fine. You
have so much fucking hair. It's amazing. I still have hair on my head with how much falls out in the shower.
Yeah. But I just wanted to bring up my No Shave November commitment.
I'm excited for you.
We'll see what happens with my armpits. I was talking to a couple of friends.
Wow, you have not said a word on most of our episodes.
He was like, I'm doing No Shave November as well.
He's like, you have not even asked the hairiest one in the room.
He's like, I've been sitting here for 5 minutes and no one's looked at me. I relate to that, though.
That's same. I get it, Gramps.
He's gonna go away, I guess.
He just needed to say one thing.
Just so you know, I'm here. Thank you.
I missed him.
But I was like, oh, I'm growing out my armpit hair because I know they don't shave their armpits. And they were like, oh, nice. Like, they were like, you're gonna sweat less and like, it's just really comfortable. And then,
sweat less.
I feel like I haven't really noticed a difference.
Oh.
To be honest, I don't know.
Is it just because it catches the sweat?
Probably.
It just kind of gets caught.
Well, you don't really need deodorant as much with the hair, I think.
What?
I think, well, it has a purpose.
Right.
Your hair grows there for a reason.
Just every, like, hairy man that I've ever known smells.
That's true. Maybe just men smell.
That's true. Yeah, probably. Bitches.
Boys are stinky.
Ew.
No boys allowed.
Oh God, I love men. It's a problem.
So that was just my No Shave November, No Nut November questionnaire, I suppose.
Love it.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Should I live stream the shaving of my armpits? Let me know.
What was that, epilator?
Yeah,
nice.
I'm not gonna epilate my armpits. That will hurt.
I have no clue what the fuck it is.
An epilator is like a bunch of tiny tweezers. And they rip the hair out.
That's horrible.
I'm not doing that in my armpits.
I talked to my dad about an epilator. I don't know why. It came up because of that. I've only heard it from you. And I was like, do you know what an epilator is? To my dad, who doesn't really know any like little beauty product stuff. He's also kind of, he always surprises me with the shit that he knows. But I was like, he's like, do you not know what an epilator is? I was like, hey, fuck you. don't make me feel inferior. So I had to Google it and it completely flew out of my head. I don't remember what it looks like.
It's so.
It's like a weed whacker.
Loud.
Too. It's loud.
How loud it is gives me anxiety. So I have to put on my noise canceling headphones and blast music to use my epilator.
Wow.
And I only use my epilator on my bikini line. And it has made the hair very fine on, like, the bikini line. So it's pretty easy to upkeep. But
that's nice.
I would like to do a full wax because then epilating after that is really easy.
Oh.
Because after you wax, it makes the hair a lot thinner. I had a waxer who described it as like, so when you just shave, the hair grows out thin, but the root is really thick. It's thicker than the hair. And it's like trying to, what'd she say? Like suck a golf ball through a hose when you like rip, when you're trying to rip it out because from shaving. So when you wax it, it's going to hurt the first time, but then all of the other times you go get waxed, it's not going to hurt if you're not shaving in between. Yeah.
Makes sense.
So the hair grows back like more fine and it's easier to remove and becomes less painful over time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I see, that makes, I am so nervous to get my, like a bikini or a Brazilian.
I honestly would rather just, I mean, it's one of the, I don't know. I feel like I'm just kind of like a fuck it kind of person. I'm like, yeah, whatever, just rip it out.
Yeah.
It'll be over eventually.
I have a high pain tolerance, so I know it'd be fine. It's just like the anticipation is always the worst part.
My ass sweats so much when I get waxed.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm just nervous.
That makes sense.
And then it's just like, they're just ripping away.
I am so comfortable with my body. Like, I have been walking around my apartment naked. I'm going to catch some sort of charge in my neighborhood. I know it. But the idea of somebody waxing my vagina makes me nervous.
And then they do your butthole.
What?
And that actually is the least painful part, is when they wax your bum.
Do you have to, like, get into a different position?
Yeah. Can I do it for you?
Where do you go for this?
I've only been, a couple places in Seattle. I can't remember where they are.
I really want to.
I used to go a lot of places in Vegas. My favorite is called Birthday Suit because they're pretty affordable. I might go when it's back home.
Yes.
But this is the position when they wax your butthole.
Okay, and what about the rest of it, though? I would think that that would be the position. Oh, okay, you just,
and
like, kind of, like,
at one point, you're like this, like, butterfly.
Is it, like, it just makes me, it makes me so nervous. Like, how are, you have to, like, make eye contact with that person eventually, you know what I mean?
No, I just stare up at the ceiling, and then there's,
do you think anybody just maintains eye contact while they're doing it?
Every day, and they're just, like, they're yapping away. They're like, I've seen so many vaginas.
Yeah. Okay, no, you're right. You're right. See, it's like, I don't feel weird about going to, like, my gynecologist because they're doctors, you know what I mean? But these people see vaginas all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to do it. All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then I'll talk about it on the pod.
And you can do sugaring, too. I heard sugaring hurts less.
I've heard the same.
But I also don't really know. I feel like every time I go after a while, I'm like, it hurts.
Yeah. Okay, I just need to do it. My hair, my vagina hair is so coarse, and if I don't shave my vagina literally every night, it's like I never have shaved it.
How
so fast
do you get ingrowns?
All the time. Okay. But I always shave down. If I shave up, I get a million ingrowns.
So when you shave down, does it like do a good job?
Yeah, because I use the Billy razors, not sponsored. They are phenomenal.
This is good to know.
Yeah,
this is good because I prefer not to shave because I get the worst ingrowns.
Mm-hmm. You should really try Billy. Like, they, it's super affordable.
That's why I'm like, just rip it out, get rid of it.
I've never had such a good shave, like even on my legs.
I wonder how long a wax would last on you then.
Probably not very long, but like, yeah, actually, you know what, probably not very long because my eyebrows grow back so fast. I had to end up getting like a perfect brush. My dad got it for me for Christmas, actually. Like one of those like little like pens that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it works really well because I was spending so much money on getting my eyebrows waxed because like they grow back so fucking fast, which is a blessing. But like I got, that's part of the Italian in me. And like my mustache too. Not cute. Really, really dark.
We're two different sides
right
now.
We really are.
Like, I'm not very hairy. I've never had to do anything up here. Sometimes I had like a friend who was Italian in college. She had like a lot of hair and she was constantly like, I have to go get my mustache waxed or like, I'm going to nair my mustache. And I just didn't really, I was like, should I be worried about my hair above my lip? But no.
You have none.
Yeah.
Unfair.
Sorry.
The first time I went and got my eyebrows waxed and the girl said,
mustache too?
I was like,
fuck you.
So I said yes, because I didn't realize that's something they say to everyone. So I was like, oh, I guess. You know, like if you're pointing it out, I guess. Most pain I've ever felt in my entire life was doing my mustache wax.
That can imagine. That shit hurts
so fucking bad. So now I shave my mustache, which everybody was like, bitch, don't, because that's going to make your hair grow back coarser. But if I can't, I can't afford to keep up with my mustache hair.
Have you tried narrowing it?
Yes, I've tried narrowing it. Same, it grows back really fast too. And it smells, and it gives me a headache.
I hate nair. It smells disgusting. It's also awful. It's really bad for you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just breathing that
I'm in. Just curious now. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I've bleached it. I've used Sally Hansen, which is like nair, and that shit just smells. It's like really sulfury. Ugh. Yeah, I've tried everything. So now I just shave it. I just shave it. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care. I watched Vanderpump Rules. You know, do you ever watch Vanderpump Rules?
No.
There's a guy on there named Tom Sandoval who shaves his entire face, like his forehead too, to like keep it looking young.
I've seen makeup artists do it amazing before they put on makeup, and it makes it baby smooth.
Yes.
I would break out so badly if I did that.
That's fair.
Those hairs exist to
protect
your skin.
They have a purpose. But I have been shaving the stash, and it's been going well.
Would you ever do laser hair?
Probably. It's like the pain is.
I don't think I've heard laser doesn't hurt.
I've heard it's like little rubber band snaps.
Yeah.
And like right here is just so sensitive, you know?
Just take a painkiller. Take a Xanax.
I could. I should. I have them. Maybe I should do that before I get my Brazilian too.
I'll go with you. Can we do a bonding activity?
Yeah. Oh my God. Will you help me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We should do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Let's right, live stream it.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm going to live stream my.
Just us reacting to her.
Just our faces.
Yeah.
I like this idea.
That would be really fun. I want to read you this shocking email from a listener.
Okay. Yay. Okay. Okay.
I'm going to get closer to my
While you're pulling computer. It up, I'm going to plug our socials. I'm certain this is the favorite part of the episode for everybody. Follow us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, at The Holy Hour. Email us at holyhourpodcast@gmail.com for your spicy stories. Like this one that Liz is about to read that she told me not to read.
Yeah, because I started reading it while I was kind of like writing our topics down. And because I like to see like, oh, what could be relevant? What do we want to talk about? And this new one had come through and it was, we couldn't not read this.
Oh God. Okay.
We couldn't not read this. Okay. Amelia's going to get comfortable.
I'm going to really settle in for this one.
The author of this email did not change the names of some people. So we're going to call her Princess, and then let's call the man.
Do we like him or not?
We hate him.
Skylar.
Skylar. Skylars, we're coming from you. Coming for you. So I'm not going to read her introduction. But essentially some backstory is she started like when she was in college. This happened in 2009. And when she was in college, she like kind of started seeing this like ultra religious guy named Skylar. So Skylar like obviously really liked her. They were like into each other. And then he would always like when they'd start to get too close, he'd be like, no, we're just friends. Even though he liked her. And then because he thought she needed to have a closer relationship with God.
Jesus Christ.
For them to date.
So to speak.
And she was like, I tried so hard. Like, I went to church groups that, like, she just tried to do all of this stuff. Like, journaled about, like, Jesus or whatever. So.
Journal about Jesus or whatever.
I don't know what they fucking do in youth groups.
Probably just that.
Besides make you feel bad about being a young adult. So you know, she really put in the work. And then she had also been dating someone previously and then had sex with that guy.
Okay.
So
uh-oh, Jesus knows.
She gives some high level information that her and Skylar, they like wouldn't kiss, but then they did like some hand stuff. And she's like, I guess in his head, he decided everything except like kissing and sex was okay because he hadn't thought about it. So she touched his pee-pee.
Ooh. Skylar, you dirty
they
dog.
Never, but she's like, I definitely stayed over some nights, but we never kissed on the lips or had sex. And then after they like did some hand stuff, she was like, just so you know, I am not a virgin. And he flipped his shit on her. Princess gives us some explanation. Because we had never been officially dating or even technically more than just friends, I had never felt like it was necessary before I told Skylar I wasn't a virgin. But obviously, I knew that would be a big deal for him. So the day after we messed around, I thought the right thing to do would be to let him know. I sat him down in his room, and it was actually pretty hard to say because he had me all ashamed about it. But eventually, I said, I'm not a virgin, and he got really upset and was like, crying pretty bad? I think I felt pretty shitty about it, which makes me kind of mad now. Fuck him. I don't think I ever told Skylar very many details about losing my virginity, but it was definitely consensual. In the card, he makes it sound like I was raped or some shit.
Oh my God.
Plus,
oh,
it was all very new, and at the that point, I'd only had sex a couple of times. So Princess hasn't even, like, had sex very many times, and Skylar has the audacity to be like, I can't believe it.
Oh my God.
The next day happened to be his birthday. Obviously, I didn't tell him that to ruin his birthday. I just thought it was important that I disclose to him ASAP after we messed around. That's what he references in the card, even though today is my birthday. So I guess he wrote that card the day after I told him. And the card is dated, by the way.
Oh my God.
So anyway, she goes on to say that, like, she went home for the second part of summer and came back to college in August, but Princess, like, kind of started seeing some other guys, and he, like, it dwindled out. And then he, like, continued to make her feel pretty shitty about it. But also, you know, when you're, like, young, you kind of, like, block out these really awful things. And then you, like, have, like, a flashback later on. Like,
right.
She was like, what the fuck? So anyways, he shows up randomly and gives her this card. And what I'm about to do a dramatic reading of is the card he gave her.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay.
So to describe the card, it is two children about to kiss on a card.
Hate it already.
Okay.
Hate it already. Oh, God.
It's dated May 18th, 2009. Should I wait for the sirens to go by?
No, it feels like...
appropriate?
It feels appropriate.
Okay. Dearest Princess, I am certain that there is not a card at any store anywhere in the world that could express the wild extremes of my emotions today. It's ironic that this is a birthday card and I'm writing it to you even though it is my birthday. Yet the statement, how I adore you, is immeasurably more ironic right now because at one moment it's true and at the next moment I am in the throes of an agonizing, heart-rending battle between the mighty forces of love and the terrible bitter jealousy. I have never felt or even seen the strength or extent of power contained in the jealousy I am now experiencing firsthand. I do not know which force will win, although I think it will be love that overcomes. But let me say that it is a good thing that the nameless wretch who stole your virginity is outside my reach right now, because if I knew who he was and where to find him, I would track him down and instill so much pain in him that he would loathe the day he was born.
What the fuck?
And wish that he had never laid eyes on you because of the grief and wretched misery that your lover and potential suitor placed on him for having dared to touch you with his grasping, sickening, detestable,
what?
Thieving, purity-snatching hands. Oh, would he loathe the day that he took from you one of your God-given gifts that you were entrusted to bestow upon your future husband upon marriage. The gift that once is gone forever, never to be reclaimed, your virginity. These are the thoughts of bitter hatred that have been whirling through my mind ever since your fateful words entered my ears last night. Skylar, I'm not a virgin. After you left last night, I wanted to throw stuff, get revenge on the guy, or jump out the window. How dare you, princess? You were his 13th reason. 12.5.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
There is more.
Oh my god. God, please no.
Fortunately for both of you, I just threw stuff. I managed to break the bulb in my lamp and spilled candy all over the floor in the process.
No, not candy. Oh no, our lamp.
Little did I know that at that time that I had not even begun to feel even half the pain that you put me through. Once I crawled into bed, the reality started to sink in that even if I married you, on the night of our wedding, when I crawled into bed with you, I would be crawling into a bed that another man already stained with his seed to have sex with a girl who had already given her body to another man.
Oh my god.
I would just like to point out the problematic language of calling her a girl,
yes,
and him a man.
Yes. 100%. 100%. Oh my god.
The Freudian is jumping out. Anyways.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
When it hit me this way, I sobbed like I have never sobbed before. I didn't care who heard. I didn't care about anything except for the gift that you gave that man could never be taken back. And that if I married you, I would never receive the gift that all men secretly covet.
Ew!
And I cared because my heart hurt like it has never hurt before.
What the fuck?
It was broken with grief. I wish I had sweat drops of blood like Jesus did, because my heart felt pain like it never felt before. Pain that I would never wish on anyone, except for that guy who inflicted it on me. I wish he loved a girl that I could steal from him and violate before his eyes.
What? Violate? Who said she was violated?
I know.
Also,
I'm like,
what a weird
girl,
fucking
like,
thing to say.
She had consensual sex
also,
with her
like,
boyfriend.
Talking about like women as objects, like I want to do the same thing to whoever, like the thing that he has. Ew!
There's a little bit more.
Oh my god, how?
Oh, princess, you don't know what jealousy is, nor will you ever understand how you've hurt me.
Shut the fuck up.
You're my first love, my true love, my only love. I feel betrayed even though you didn't even know me when you decided to give
That's
your body to that guy.
That's the fucking thing!
Why did you do it? Why? 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 He literally writes it 3 times. It's like, why question mark, why question mark, why exclamation point.
Holy fuck.
I kind of just want to die right now. I think it will probably get easier, but I will never forget. Oh. Never! Never is in all caps and an exclamation point. And I don't know, but it still might get worse before it gets better again. I'm bracing for the worst. I don't know right now if I love you or if I hate you and what you represent, which scares me. Why, princess? Why? Why did you have to do it? You could have just said no. And then my life wouldn't be all shattered right now. I will never, ever forget. And only God knows if I will be able to forgive. You and that guy robbed me.
Oh my God.
I'm a jealous man.
No kidding.
I don't forget grievances. Once wronged, I never forget without God doing a miracle in my heart.
Oh my God.
I think I still love you, but I'm not sure. And I don't know if I could ever marry you because I'm afraid of myself and I'm afraid that I would hold this grudge to my deathbed and that it would ruin my intimacy between us.
What the fuck? Who's...
Wronged and broken. Skylar.
He signed it wronged and broken like he's writing like a Dear Amy letter?
Yes. Dear Abby.
Dear Abby.
My girlfriend had sex before I knew her. Am I the asshole?
Resounding yes. What a fucking roller coaster.
When I was reading the whole thing, I had to stop a few times because I was like,
That is the most infuriating thing I have ever read.
Right?
I cannot believe.
A dramatic reading.
People like that.
By Liz Ball.
Exist in this world. He has pretty good handwriting for being such a fucking idiot. Oh, wow.
It's
wow.
Very, it is pretty solid.
He has the same handwriting as my brother. What's this guy's name? This guy, my brother's an atheist. Oh, God. Oh, no! God, fucking Skylar!
God damn it, Skylar!
Fuck you, Skylar!
I also like that he's just like ultra religious, but has never like, he's so judgmental. And I think that just kind of like
sums up
like a lot of Christian people.
That's so real.
If you're Christian and you're cool, that's the only way that you're Christian and listening to this probably.
That's so true.
I'm so excited to hear what you have to say about my dramatic reading.
First of all, beautiful reading.
Thank you.
Honestly, inspired.
I should have tried to, should have done it like an Adam Driver impression.
Just punch the wall.
Every day I wake up and I wish you were dead.
He said wretch and wretched about 50 times in that letter. He just learned that word that day.
Hey, the man who stole your virginity.
Like, what the fuck?
He didn't steal it. It was consensual.
If you... Right, but it's not her choice, you know? Because women are objects.
No. She's not a woman. She was a girl.
She's a girl. Right.
Ooh, she was a girl and he was a man. That's an
important distinction.
Yes.
Fucking weird. If you think about it objectively and think about how weird it is that people care that much about people's genitals touching, it makes it, that whole letter was about...
It was about him. It was only about him.
It was about him, and it was about a penis going in a vagina. That is a weird thing to put that much weight on. That man's entire life was ruined in that moment. What the fuck? And, like, also the whole thing about, like, not wanting to kiss, but, like, I'll give you a handy.
Yeah.
Strange.
I won't kiss you, but will you touch my pee-pee? But also, you're the bad guy.
Yeah, like, I don't, I'm...
I need to know how old this guy was. So this reminds me, when I was in college, I like briefly was dating someone who was very like religious at the time, and he worked at a summer camp like nearby where I had gone to college. But he, like, when we were talking, I was like, I just need to tell you, like, I'm not a virgin. He's like, oh yeah, I know that. Like, did not care.
Well, that's how it should be.
Yes, exactly. I think he's one of the only cool Christian people I know.
Wow.
Yep.
I hope he's doing well.
Me too. He does seem like he's doing well. He's good. Married.
Good.
Beautiful kid.
Love that.
You know, I'm happy. Wow. I'm happy for him.
It's so... Okay, this is from, like, somebody that has spent maybe 10 minutes total in a church. But, like, are they really talking about it that much in church?
Yes.
That's scary.
They're like, sex is amazing, but if you have sex before marriage, you're going to hell. That's what, like, cool pastors these days, they say fuck. They swear they're fucking cool, but don't have sex.
That's so weird to me.
It's very bizarre to attach so much meaning to sex.
Yes.
Considering just, like, it's so normal and it does not make sense. Like, I honestly think it only exists in the translation of the Bible, the way it's been translated so many ways over time. Like, it's continuously been, like, it's been changed so many times, and it is to control.
Yeah.
Not women specifically, but control a lot of people.
Right. Right.
And hurt a lot of people.
Yeah. Super, super fucked up.
And I just, like... Having grown up around, you know, I love to hate the Mormons. Love to hate them.
Love to hate them.
I'm on Mormon slander TikTok, and I love it.
Ooh, nice.
And I love it. It's a little weird that I just openly hate them, you know, because I just think they're a cult. I don't think they're a real religion.
That's a very new religion. Didn't some, like, wacko just, like, find a book in the woods, and he's like, I'm God now. Isn't that Mormonism? Basically. From, like, the 70s? Mm-hmm. Okay, go on.
Mormonism from the 70s. And I don't know, I just, watching, like, growing up around people who were ultra religious and, like, conservative and very misogynistic, was an interesting and awful time to be a teenager.
Oh yeah,
I'm being honest.
Totally. Yeah.
So
I just, like, it's not there was a guy that I went to high school with, and he was very, very openly and proudly Mormon. And he brought in a pamphlet of, like, rules one day in geometry class, and I read it.
And everyone laughed in his face.
It was like the whole rules about, like, no drinking, like, coffee or Coca-Cola.
Until a Mormon person bought Coca-Cola. Now that's okay.
See, this is what I mean. It's like, believe what you want to believe, but like when you start to get hateful and like misogynistic and controlling and try to shove it down other people's throats and like make your belief someone else's problem and that's when it becomes an issue. And there's so much of that, like that whole fucking letter of being like, this is what I believe, and so like I need you to know that you're a bad fucking person because this is what I believe. It's like,
also, like, what do you want? She can't like go back in time and change it,
right? I'm sorry you're so sad about
it's
what I have decided to do with my body.
Come As You Are explains like religion so well and how it has like been very negative mm-hmm. towards like understanding sexuality. Those things need to be separate. Separate church and state, separate church and sexuality.
Yes.
Because I think people get lost forgetting that like the overall message of religion is to don't be a fucking shitty person. Yep. That's what religion is.
Yeah.
I'm starting my own religion and it's called Don't Be a Fucking Shitty Person.
Yes.
And that's the premise of the whole thing.
I'm trying to figure out if there's like a cool like acronym there. Or not acronym.
DB.
Is that acronym?
AFSP.
Well, it's a working title.
Yeah.
But I'm joining this religion. Can you baptize me?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. I'm getting baptized into this religion.
The baptism is shotgunning a White Claw. And you can just take your time.
Okay, you
know
me. No
judgment.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you can, and you have to consume the White Claw however you would like. So I'm just making this up on the spot.
No, you're not. No, this is your Bible. This is what your Bible says. This is what the book that you found in the woods said.
They made it up in their own time, you know? they just made it up on the spot. And that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Here goes. Right. To be baptized, mm-hmm. you have to consume a White Claw.
Specifically?
Or if you don't drink, you can consume a beverage of your choice.
Okay.
And it has to be in a flamingo beer bong.
A flabongo.
Yeah, or a shambong. It's or a champagne bong.
Mm-hmm.
Shotgun is also something I will accept.
All right. Cool.
And just do something crazy with it. As long as if at the end you feel proud, you've been baptized, baby.
Fuck yeah. Welcome to the church of don't be a shitty fucking person.
Hell yeah. Wow. Hell yeah.
I am so bought into this.
Yeah. That's the point of religion. Don't be a shitty fucking person. And then use some of the lessons to learn from your life and reflect and find peace in the mistakes you've made and choose to learn from them.
Should you write like amendments? I think you should. That'll be on our Patreon. I'll help write them because I'll be the vice president of don't be a shitty fucking person.
Only cool cisgendered people and exclusively the queers. It's mostly the queers and then only cool cisgendered people.
If this church existed, I would go every Sunday.
Yeah.
Wait, what's our day of worship? Because it can't be Sunday. No, it is. We're reclaiming Sundays. Sunday scaries, no more.
No. You shotgun a drink on Sunday.
Shotgun Sundays.
Drink a Bloody Mary.
Ooh. Bloody Mary Mondays.
Yeah.
Shotgun Sundays, Bloody Mary Mondays, Tequila Tuesdays.
We just have one for every day.
Wine Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays, you drink everything.
Uh-huh.
Flabongo Fridays.
Damn, you came up with all of that.
Shambong with an S, Saturdays. We got them all covered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. This is why I'm the vice president of Don't Be a Shitty Fucking Person Church.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I'm so excited.
Me too.
And the church is going to be dive bars.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love this.
Dive bars and queer bars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Welcome to our house.
So, yep. Welcome.
All right.
Okay, I'm gonna check the welcome camera. To my house. I was about to sing
that. So I have a man update. I'm really honestly, when this first happened, I was kind of bummed that we weren't recording because I was like, I want to talk about this right now. But it's good that I didn't because I'm feeling differently about it now.
Okay.
So Moscow is no more.
Bye.
Which honestly, I was thinking on the way over here, I was like, I should have like a 3-date rule before I bring up a dude on the podcast. But that was the first time I had brought up a guy because I liked him. after the first date since Squints. And Squints has been a consistent, he's been a staple.
Mm-hmm. We love Squints.
You're making me nervous. Does this look okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was eyeballing that. Yeah.
What the fuck is that? It was so funny. Before I went, I was on the East Coast. That's why we had to record 2 days in a row. So this is the first time I'm seeing Liz in a week, which hurts. 2 weeks, right? Anyway, it's been a long time. So I was on the East Coast and I didn't get to see Moscow before I left. And I texted him before I left. I'm like, please still like me when I get back. And he never responded to that. But I was like, whatever. Because he was like, he like had me on a pedestal, you know, like he was always talking about like how everybody should know their worth. But like, I'm worth more. He like really put me on like a kind of like a.
So he just like went out of his way to be like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that he just had an idea of who I was in his mind that wasn't a reality of who I actually was. Like, he listens to the podcast, so he's going to hear this. But, like, I kind of always felt like I wasn't ever going to live up to his expectations of, like, how cool he thought I was.
So he, like, pulled Jake Gyllenhaal on you, like, your mm-hmm. idea of me.
Who was she? Moscow. But apparently... So after I was on the East Coast, it was the day before I came home. I noticed that he had been really distant just the past like few days after he had just put me on a pedestal on Monday. Like, he was just like really talking me up and really making me feel good. And he was like, I can't wait to see you, blah, blah, blah. And then on Thursday night, I texted him and I was like, are you good? And he was like,
you're just basically doing like a recap of the Ashley Simpson song. On a Monday, I am waiting. Tuesday, I am fading.
By Wednesday. That's so real.
I can't breathe.
Wow. Yeah, Wednesday, I was like, something's up. Thursday, I didn't hear from him. Thursday, I asked him. And I was like, are you okay? He was like, oh my God, sorry, I've been so swamped with work. Yeah, I'm totally fine. Why? What's wrong? And I was like, oh, you've just seemed distant. And he was like, oh no, I'm good. Are you good? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, so are you like excited to go? He like changed the subject. He was like, are you excited to go home? Like, are you ready? Blah, blah, blah. And so I was like telling him that I was going to have to spend like 4 hours at the airport and like blah, 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 all this shit. And then I was like, how was work? And then like 10 minutes later, I get this long text from him that was like, hey, so I feel like I owe it to you to tell you that like this, the girl that I told you about on our first date that I was dating, which I don't remember hearing about this girl. And I feel like I would have. I'm not saying he lied about telling it, but like it was clearly not a big deal when he brought it up to me because I do not remember the conversation. But like she decided that she wanted to be exclusive. And so he was thinking about it and he wants to do that. How he worded this text was no notes. Like it was fine. You know what I mean? It was honest and it was good. And like I was in my feelings about it because I like him mm-hmm. a lot and I was caught off guard. But like it was fine. He was being honest, like he was going to be exclusive with this girl. But I was pissed, very pissed, and in my feelings in the moment, and Liz knew because she was catching the heat of it. The fact that I had to fucking ask.
I think that's the thing that was most annoying to me. Like the right time for him to have that conversation with you was the second he had it with this other person.
Yeah. Right. And for it to be like, yeah, I'm fine. And there was like, actually, no, I do owe it to you to tell you. It's like, yeah, because you're about to be exclusive with this person and you're telling me that nothing's wrong. That pissed me off.
Also, I'm sure to her, whenever they had this fucking conversation, they were exclusive the moment they had that conversation.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. Because you don't know what he said to her.
Right. It's not like it's like, oh, I need like a buffer period of 3 days. Like, it's like, no, it was probably in that moment.
And then I think it's pretty selfish of him to keep you on a line.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, oh, I'm just going to make you uncomfortable until you give me a window to talk about it.
Yeah. Right. And it's
so that was my issue with it.
That's just my issue with it, too. The principle of it was what pissed me off. I told him that. And his response to it was, again, great, except for the fact of it being like, I feel like you deserve to know. It's like, yeah, that pissed me off.
Anyone does.
Everyone does. And like the piece of it that was like, I don't want you to feel like I'm choosing someone over you. Like I wasn't until he said that. And then I was like, ouch, you know, like. I'm not going to like measure myself up against another person. I don't even know who this person is, honestly. And like, I don't need to know, but it was triggering because that's always the case for me. Like when I really like someone, there's another person almost every time, save like Music Man, who's just like not going to commit to anyone. But like in every other instance, when I've really, really liked someone, there's been someone else. I mean, I really like, when I like people, I don't just like kind of like them, you know? I'm like very black and white about how I feel about people. I'm either like, yeah, I like spending time with you, and like, I don't really see anything more than that. Or I'm like, I want all of your children tomorrow. Can we make it happen? You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a good moment to switch over to our sex fact of the week. Wow,
I'm going for the baritone.
I threw you a curveball on that one. Okay. This also, were you done with your thoughts about what we were just talking about? I just kind of abruptly switched gears.
I think so.
Okay, cool. All right.
I can't keep track of what I'm thinking about.
Me neither. It's getting late. We've been talking for a while now. Yeah. So this is to kind of tie into our religion and virgin thoughts conversation. This is from CoatsCounseling.com. 3% of people have no sexual fantasies at all, which is an interesting thing. I'll read it and then we'll discuss. Think you're a freak for thinking about freaky stuff? Nope. Even though most people don't talk about it, fully 97% of us have sexual fantasies, according to Justin LaMiller, PhD, a research fellow at the Kinsey Institute and author of a study on sexual fantasies and a very long book title that I don't want to read. The vast majority say they fantasize somewhere between several times per week and several times per day. Really, the surprising part is that there are some people who report zero sexual fantasies. Do you believe it?
I do believe it. Asexual people exist. Mm-hmm. They don't get enough recognition or acknowledgement in day-to-day stuff.
Amen.
Just like, sure, this is a sex and dating podcast, but asexual people exist, and like,
yes,
like, I don't know. That's why I definitely agree with it. It doesn't cross their mind, and if they have thought about it, then they're like, that seems weird.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
Right. So. Right. 3% kind of feels low, but that's also a lot of people. 3% mm-hmm. of people is a lot of people. 3% is still
a lot of people. And I'm sure there's technically, even if someone does, like, has thought about sex, like, I'd like to know how many people were surveyed in this study. Mm-hmm. I'm sure asexual people have considered having sex, and, like, ace people, like, still will have partners and get married and have sex because it makes their partner happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's like a...
But they don't fantasize about it.
Exactly. And yeah. That doesn't mean that it's also not enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, I can't explain asexuality, like, how it feels, because I'm not asexual.
Yeah.
So I just... There needs to be more representation.
Agreed.
But I feel like the first time I saw asexuality represented was in BoJack Horseman.
Ooh.
Yeah, one of the characters, Todd, is asexual.
Oh.
Because everyone's like, oh, why aren't you dating this person? And then they're like, "What? Who do you like?" And then he's like, I don't really like anyone. And then they're like, oh, you might be asexual. And then he meets a group of asexual people. And he's like, trying to get out of this marriage to like a celebrity. And then he's like, oh, I'm getting married to this person. And then they're like, oh my God, congratulations. And then he's like, but I'm asexual. And they're like, yeah, plenty of asexual people like get married and are in happy relationships.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea BoJack Horseman was so woke.
They have a lot of, honestly, I love BoJack Horseman.
A lot of people do.
It covers a lot of ground. One of my favorite lines from BoJack Horseman is like, they're trying to get gun laws passed. And then when women start using guns for like and doing mass shootings, then that's when they start imposing gun laws.
Damn.
And then they're like, I can't. Diane says, I can't believe this country hates women more than it loves guns.
Damn. Holy fuck.
Yeah. And that's, I think, solid representation.
Yeah.
It hates women more than it loves guns.
Damn. That's fucking real.
So, ladies,
buy a gun. It's
time to grab a Glock and...
Yikes.
Please don't do that.
You're gonna get called into a court.
Yeah, they're going to be like...
This person committed a crime. They're going to
call our podcast
after listening to the Holy Hour podcast, got inspired. Be like,
so you cited BoJack Horseman. I do not condone or incite any of that. I'm actually pretty traumatized from... the reason
the world
I
we live in?
Yeah. Well, I specifically have this, like, deep-rooted fear of, like, mass shootings.
Yeah, me too.
And that has to do a lot with my like crowd anxiety of like why I hate the grocery store and like essentially black out when I'm in there.
Have you felt
different? That's why I have to have my stupid little list.
Have you felt different since taking Lexapro?
A little.
Yeah, Prozac's helped me a lot with my crowd anxiety. I mean, I still like, in, like if somebody's sitting behind me on a plane, I don't think they're going to choke me out anymore, which is, you know.
That's a good.
Progress.
Yeah.
Progress. So yeah, no, but going back to what we were talking about, ace people, I want to learn more about it because this is, I think it's really important for a sex podcast to talk about asexuality.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Yeah.
If you have any experiences, if you're comfortable telling us about it, I would love to hear from an ace person.
Mm-hmm.
What their experience is.
There's also, there's such a large spectrum of like sexuality and like sexual identities. Like there's, you could be like demi-romantic, so you don't have any sexual fantasies unless you're romantically involved with someone. There's also demisexual, like there's just an array of where you could land on. That's why when people say it's a spectrum, that's what they mean.
It's a beautiful rainbow.
There's not just like any one category that people fit in. Mm-hmm. It's just like a wide range. And there's also, I think we want rules as people because we're like, I want to know that I'm normal.
Yeah.
And you are. No matter what, you're normal.
Yeah. And or nobody's normal. And that's normal.
Yes, exactly.
Nobody's normal and that's normal.
The normal, what's it called in a science experiment? The
control.
Yeah, the control is that
nobody's normal.
Yeah.
I love that. That's going to be the
just new
be
normal a good is fucking no one's normal.
Don't be a fucking asshole. What was the name of our religion?
Don't be a shitty fucking fucking shitty person.
Don't be a fucking shitty person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was changing it to don't be a shitty fucking person. We'll nail it down.
Same.
We'll nail it down. That'll be our amendment number 3 is nobody's normal and that's normal.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good place to end.
I agree.
I could keep talking to you for the next hour, honestly.
Yeah.
I got to cut it off. I missed you.
I missed you too. Well, that means we'll have plenty to record next week.
Oh, yeah. I have things to say always.
We love you.
You can't see because our camera died, but I'm holding one of Liz's hands with like both of my hands. I know, me too. It's a. Okay. Anyway, we love you.
Our children.
Wow. That was the worst it's been.